Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Last week, we caught up with Indiana's brand new offensive coordinator, Mike DeBoard. He recognizes some of Indiana's problems from last year, included red zone scoring. Here's his thoughts on the red zone scoring after Friday's practice.
Today was all basically a big emphasis on red zone, which, as everybody is well aware, we've got to do a better job of. And I really liked what we did in the red zone today. Did a nice job throwing the ball down there and running it. But I like where we are. The biggest thing is when you come off of summer workouts with the players, you know, when they're out there by themselves, I think the biggest thing that our players have to learn is the tempo after the play. You know, sprinting back, getting lined up as fast as they can. And that's just something that is, you know, has to be coached every day. And we're doing that, and, you know, we will be there. We'll get there. Well, obviously, you know, if you're running the ball down there, there's going to be safeties that are tighter and all that. And so you've got to do a great job of obviously blocking the front up there. But everything in any part of the field starts with, you know, protection of the guys up front. That's where it all starts. But down there throwing the ball, you know, we're putting in new things scheme-wise that these players haven't done. That's one thing. And then the other thing is, and I said this earlier, is that we've got to do a great job. I feel like I need to do a great job of putting the ball in the end zone with throws. I learned that a couple years ago where, you know, I was almost like trying to play perfect. And when everything gets, when you get out in the red zone, everything gets tighter. The coverage gets tighter. The linebackers are tighter. Again, safeties are up in there. And so, you know, it's hard to play perfect, so you got to put the ball in the end zone.
Offensive coordinator Mike DeBoard. Dave and Glass will have more IU football camp stories for you tonight in the zone, plus your phone calls from 6 to 7. And then it's Reds baseball at 7 o'clock as they welcome in the Padres. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith. I'm Mike Glasgow.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
More today with offensive coordinator Mike DeBoard. He points out a couple of players grabbing his eye that Hoosier fans might not have seen enough of last year. One is tight end Ian Thomas and the battle for the backup quarterback position.
Well, Ian is, first of all, he's a smart football player. We do a lot of different things with him in the throw game and the run game. So he's smart. He's also very physical. He's 250 pounds, and he plays strong that way. But then he can run. I mean, he's a fast tight end. He's one of the fastest guys I've ever coached at tight end. And so he's a mismatch problem. And when we talked about even, you know, when we started talking about this offense day one, when Tom said, what do we want with the tight end position, it's a mismatch problem. You know, we want a safety shouldn't be able to guard him. A linebacker should not. So that's what, you know, he's able to take advantage of. What we're doing right now is we're rotating those guys, trying to find out who our number two is going to be. And obviously, we thought Peyton had a really good spring. Obviously, Nick wasn't here, so he's learning, but he's getting reps. So it's just an evaluation process. You know, we're going through three practices. But those guys will continue to get reps all the time to find out who our number two guy is. Well, I think the biggest thing is he has to, you know, a number two never gets as many reps as a number one. You know, that's normal. But when he gets his reps, he's got to do a great job of taking care of the ball. That goes back to playing the quarterback position. And then I think the other thing is that you know, his just throwing the ball down the field a little bit more. So that would be something that he's continuing to work on.
Mike DeBoard excited to use Ian Thomas into his scheme and the backup quarterback position. Peyton Ramsey, Nick Tronte, even Austin King will be thrown in there as well. We'll see who gets the number two job behind Richard Lego. More on IU football camp tonight. Dave and Glass into the zone, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock. Reds on the radio with the Padres. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith. I'm Mike Glasgow.